You lost the race to Terry Young, a Democrat, and why did you lose that race?
The main reason I lost it is because we had a very aggressive street project. When I became mayor, a lot of the infrastructure had not been anything done to it. And I started the one temporary sales tax for capital improvements, water, sewage, and streets. We were aggressively building streets. A lot of it was in South Tulsa. That's where the population was going. During that summer, it was a very hot summer. The traffic just stopped, and people were stopped out in the streets. And I saw my numbers start going down in the areas that are normally strong Republican. It's because we were too progressive, you use the word, in getting all these things done. But that's what we're supposed to be doing. That actually made the margin of defeat. And we measured that. We knew that was coming.
Was that one of your toughest defeats?
Oh, it was the toughest defeat because I had no respect for Terry Young.
Well, maybe at that point, almost anybody who could come along as a Democrat to oppose, maybe
would
have done it.
He had a following. He was a weatherman for a TV station.
Channel 8, right.
So he had a following. He was attractive. He was handsome. He was pretty well-spoken.
Yeah.
So he was not a dog candidate. It's just that he's one that we know pretty much what happened.
You said that was a good thing for you to lose. Why was it a good thing?
Well, it was a good thing because I never liked city issues that much. There's a guy named Richard Sudrette. Richard at that time was at Tulsa University. He was a college kid. The guy was a genius in areas in city government. He had worked for John Thomas, who's deceased now, but he was a commissioner. One of the four commissioners. At that time, we had the commission form of government. We had a mayor and four commissioners. It was the real strong mayor form of government because the mayor did all the hiring and firing for all the commissioners and all that. So that's how I was able to get a lot of things done. They'd come to me when Bob LaFortune had decided he was going to retire. They ran a poll, and they said Inhofe's the only one that would have a shot at winning that mayor's race. They came to me, and I said, I'm really not interested. And I finally said, no, I don't know anything about city government, and I'm really not interested in city government. The boy genius was Richard Sudrette. He came in and tried to talk me into it. I said, Richard, if I did this, would you be my administrative assistant? He said, well, of course, I have to get the blessing from John Thomas. So I went with him to John Thomas. We caught him at a weak moment and said, John, I guess I'm going to run for mayor if Richard can be my chief of staff. He's now your chief of staff. You release him, I'll run. Well, if that's what Richard wants to do. And Richard said, yeah, that's what I want to do. And off we went. So it was done, which he didn't expect. Now, you have to understand Richard Sudrette, and you remember him, I'm sure.
I do.
He had this, he's really a boring guy. He was one of the funniest guys in the world. But he talked very slow and very monotonous. So I said, Richard, you're going to have to make me an expert on city government. He said, I want you to put on these tapes. I'll never forget the one, History of Urban Renewal in the City of Tulsa. I could never listen more than 3 minutes without falling asleep. So I still have his old records around that I use when I really am in need of it. So Richard started a whole new era and it ended up being an enjoyable job, but a real hard job. Because, you know, there's no hiding. I always tell my friends in the United States Senate, you want a hard job, be a mayor of a city. There's no hiding place.
All eyes are on you.
If they don't like the trash system, it ends up in your front yard.
Is that true?
Yes, true.
Okay, so you said it was an enjoyable experience. You're glad you had that. Did that serve you, that experience, later on in government?
It did. It did. And the lesson I learned there was one I kind of carried on from being in the state legislature and the state Senate, because I would do things without considering the political consequences. That's been the best lesson I've ever learned. Now, I lost in that mayor's race because I was aggressively going after doing the things I thought I was supposed to be doing. But on the other hand, I went from there to the House. In the House, I passed what was characterized by the Wall Street Journal as the greatest single reform in the history of the House of Representatives in Washington, the discharge petition.
And I'm going to get to that. So then in 84, you lose. Mm-hmm. But then in 86, you run for first district again. Is that because Jim Jones decided to run for the U.S. Senate and you win the Republican primary? Is that something you had your eye on? Did somebody have to coax you into it?
No, because I went out. Well, I went out of the mayor's. I defeated
in 84.
There was 86 then?
Or? Yes, 1986.
Oh, okay, in 86. Yeah, because I just told you I never liked local issues. But I love national issues. I like the defense issues. I like the things you can do at that level. And that's where most of the spending problems and all are. So, yes, I wanted to do that. I was going to run anyway. I actually had announced, I think, before Jim Jones made his mind up. I'd have to go back and research that. I'd already said I was going to run.
I guess when you ran for the last time for mayor, you had so many things going that you felt you wanted another couple of years to make that happen, because you really weren't enjoying, or maybe you were having fun as mayor.
Well, I was surprised. Finally, it was hard, but two more low water dams in the track going around Tulsa, those were huge things that I really was excited about.